This is Live in Studio C here on 91 Classical, Nashville Public Radio. I'm Colleen Phelps, and today we're pleased to welcome a duo who's taking a break from their international tour for a stop at home here in Nashville. Duo Oliver the Crow, including cellist Caitlin Raitz and violinist Ben Plotnick, have brought music from their newly released self-titled album, which has been described by critics as simple yet full, thriving, and beautiful. Caitlin and Ben, welcome to Live in Studio C.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to be here.
What are you starting us off with?
We're going to start off with the opening track on our album, Sailing with the Tide.
So this is Sailing with the Tide by Oliver the Crow.
Sailing with the tide. Winds have changed, why do you blow so slow? The water is deep as it is wide. What I left behind, I can't afford to know. What I left behind, I can't afford to know. I've been sailing by the stars, by my troubled heart and the pale moonlight. The next harbor seems so far. I only hope that I survive the night. Only hope that I survive the night. Got a heavy heart in my pocket's light. Can't wake up in the morning or sleep at night. Winds have changed, why do you blow so slow? Can't you see I got a heavy load?
By Caitlin Raitz and Ben Plotnick, Sailing with the Tide, from their self-titled album, Oliver the Crow. We'll link to the video of this song on our website when we share the archive of this performance on Friday. You can find that at 91classical.org. Tell us about the process you went through to record this album, because it is just the coolest thing.
Sure. So
back in November of last year, we enlisted the help of our friends and colleagues, Eric Wright and Trent Freeman. They have a duo called Speaker Face, an electronic duo, but they also play the fiddle and the cello. So, and we knew we wanted to do some little, some cool stuff with our album. We asked them if they would record it, and they took us into a cabin in the middle of Vermont that was solar powered for 3.5 days. A startlingly not a lot amount of time. we woke up at 8 o'clock, made breakfast, recorded in the living room, worked all the way until like 1 a.m., did it all again the next day. We ate meals in the middle of there, I guess. But it was kind of a crazy time, yeah.
And next is Sam River.
Yeah. Ben, do you want to just say anything about this one?
For sure. This is the lone instrumental track on our record. And yeah, it's a tune of mine called The Sam River.
Okay, Sam River by Ben Plotnick, performed by Oliver the Crow.
Thank you.
Silver the Crow performing Sam River here on 91 Classical. So after all that fun, not to bring everything down, but death is a recurring theme in the album. Caitlin, why is that?
Well, I guess, well, this next song is probably the one song about actual death. So there is one actual death song. I think the other songs may have more like dark tone, like it's a lot of darkness. You know, we wrote this album right after moving to Nashville. And we were very, you know, when you move to a new city and you don't know a lot of people and you're especially in a job like this where it's so based on the people you know, it can be a little lonely sometimes and you can feel, you know, that you're not maybe getting where you want to go. So that's definitely the headspace we were in when we wrote this album. So what do you want to say, Ben?
Well, I was just going to say that's not to associate the city of Nashville with death too much.
No.
there is a fair amount of darkness on the album. But yeah, as Caitlin's about to tell you, the song that we're about to play is about sort of quite literal death.
Yeah. In April of last year, on the day I found out my grandmother passed away, I also found out a friend I had in high school passed away. Her name was and is, I guess, Grace McDermott. She was a kind of a beautiful soul that I kept in. I just knew what she was doing because of social media, and she was really, you know, doing a lot. And she was really in my constant, like my daily thoughts. Like I was always so proud of what she was doing. And then she just died really tragically in like a house fire one day. And you know, my grandma lived a very long, beautiful life, and she got to do everything she wanted to do. But really, Grace was, it was, that loss was heartbreaking for me because she just had so much promise and life left. But her legacy is leaving a lot of good. She did a lot of good, and she will continue to do a lot of good. So I wrote this song for her. Yeah, go ahead.
Written for a friend. This is Grace by Caitlin Raitz and Ben Plotnick.
2, 3, 4.
Heaven knows I don't believe in heaven, but you make me wish that I believed. 'Cause if your time so soon is over, who knows how much is left for me? The science of fate my mama taught me, what's meant to be will be. But there's no sense and there's no reason in your end that I can see. Grant me grace to learn how to pray, not to God but to the rest of my days. Grant me grace. Did your dreams go when you left them on your nightstand asleep? Are they gone or do they live on with the ones you love, your soul they keep? You know I can't believe in heaven, but I wish you, God, I could believe. 'Cause if someone so good could die so young, what chance in hell is left for me? Grant me grace to learn how to pray, not to God, but to
from their self-titled album, Oliver the Crow performing Grace here in Studio C. Now we have one you didn't write.
Yeah.
All the rest was original. So tell us about Red Prairie Dawn.
Well, so when we started to be a band, right when we started playing together, we were hired to play together in a totally different context, but we kind of immediately took to playing music with one another. And when we got together to figure out what kind of music we wanted to make as a duo, I know we sort of both had these sort of two-pronged backgrounds, and that we both came from pretty rigorous, intense, like classical music backgrounds. Caitlin a little bit more so than me, and that's sort of what she's studied at school through her entire life and still is very active in playing classical music. I'm less active in it now, but sort of became a fiddler exclusively maybe 10 years ago, but played a lot of classical music growing up into that point. And so I know when you put these two instruments together, it's sort of like we, in trying to find our sound, we ended up using a lot of these elements from classical music in just the way the instruments interact and the way the voices work. And we were trying to blend that together with sort of the way that traditional music works. So the result ended up being tunes like this one. So we're going to play a tune called Red Prairie Dawn, like you say, and this is one of the first things we played together. And it, I think sort of sums up our approach maybe more than any other, in that it's maybe the most even split of classical music, at least the sentiment and the sensibilities of classical music, along with the sort of the material of fiddle music and a little bit more of the language.
All right. A traditional American fiddle tune. This is Red Prairie Dawn. Thank you. Red Prairie Dawn, a traditional American fiddle tune performed by Oliver the Crow here on 91 Classical. And we're ending with one that, while it's brand new, it's yours, it sounds very traditional folk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ben wrote this one. What do you want to say about it, Ben?
Well, it's definitely the most traditional sounding of the tunes on our record. And sort of like I tried to draw from little even lyrical snippets from there's sort of like a certain lines of American lyrics that reoccur through various folk songs. And this is trying to sort of pay homage to that sentiment.
Yeah.
All right. This is Bear in a Den by Oliver the Crow. Performed by Oliver the Crow, live in Studio C. Caitlin Reitz and Ben Plotnick, where can we hear more?
We can go to oliverthecrow.com. That's the name of the bird.
All right. And you also...
We also have some shows coming up. If you would love to see live music, you have the opportunity to do so on September 20th and 21st. We have two different shows. One, the first one is at the Local, and the other one is at the Frist Art Museum, which is, I believe, free and super fun. So, yeah.
And if you check out the performance archive on Friday on 91classical.org, we'll help you out with some links, too. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
I hope you had as much fun as I did. Next week on the show, we'll welcome another music-making couple. Jerry and Marlene Tachois will bring us a brand new piece for vibraphone and piano. Thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Metro Nashville Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation. Our engineer for the program is Carl Peterson. I'm Colleen Phelps. We appreciate you tuning in to hear Middle Tennessee's classical music live in Studio C.